The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Wondering if I'm in an alternative universe. I don't know. Maybe the listeners can help me here. Oh, the mic's on. The show has started. Manny's ready to take the calls from the fine listeners of the program. The great Rivate is here lining up our guests and getting things ready to roll. Is Todd the radio guy back? He's not. Okay. He had a call at 8:30. And Todd's a suit. I don't know if you know that, but, you know, I'm a talk show host. You know what I do for a living? I talk into this microphone, share my opinions, get a chance to visit with you, and then I visit with people who want to build their businesses through the power of radio advertising. That's my gig, and I love it every single day. And by the way, if you have a business that would like to have more customers in North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, parts of Montana, you give me a ring. You give me a jingle, and we'll take care of you. My galley, the largest radio audience in the great state of North Dakota on this program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon, and we're ready to crank up for another day. Well, the reason I think I'm living in an alternative universe is I have a copy of the Fargo Forum right here, okay? And the second biggest newspaper in the state is the Bismarck Tribune, and that is right here, okay? So I have two papers in my hand now. The Bismarck Tribune is talking about state agency budgets being reduced by 10%, with the exception of human services and corrections. That news from Governor Dalrymple yesterday. We have a request in to visit with Governor Dalrymple about that, but that's, I guess for lack of a better term, more bad news on the budget situation, and also some prudence on the part of the governor of the state of North Dakota to say let's pare this down. That's what Ed Schaefer's doing up at the University of North Dakota. So it happens. Another headline: convention delegates see a party rallying behind Trump. That's in the news. Donald Trump in two stories here in the Bismarck Tribune. One of the delegates, now that Trump's the guy moving more towards him than Cruz, we knew that was coming. And the other, the news we broke yesterday on the program, that Donald Trump will keynote the oil conference. And by the way, we're going to be taking your questions for him as well. Because we're going to take a lot of questions and then pick, I don't know, we'll see how lucky Ron Ness is on May 26th. But see if we can get 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 of those before Donald Trump, okay? And then there's a story that Amy Dalrymple has been working. Lynn Helms is predicting that oil production will drop below 1.1 million barrels and not going to be pretty. Now, all of those are worthy news in the Bismarck Tribune today, okay? Let me read the Fargo Forum headlines for you. That's why I think I'm in an alternative universe here today. Friends in Fargo Places, fans find unexpected generosity, strengthen family relationships through Garth Brooks music. Okay. There's a giant, that's half the newspaper, this story. And they quote a woman from Lisbon, who's a big fan of Garth Brooks. She met him in Seattle in 1990. And some other sort of Garth Brooks stories from different people here that are quoted. All right? And by the way, they tell me inside they've got one, two, three other stories about Garth Brooks. And then here's one, there's a paramedic. And the headline is, Planned Disasters, Paramedics Preparing for Concert Emergencies. Though Garth crowds won't be as rowdy as most country. Pat Springer wrote that story. And then he also wrote a story about a movie, I guess, what is this? NDSU grad played key role in keeping Revenant authentic. Movie I've never heard of. I guess with a local connection. Man, alive. Aren't newspapers supposed to be reporting news? Newspapers? Is Garth Brooks news? I guess it's you know, it's a big deal that Garth Brooks is coming. He's going to be here for a few shows. You know, he's a fine singer. I've sung along to a few of his songs over the years. He's become such a full-throated supporter of someone who, in my mind, is trying to destroy the country that I've decided not to spend any money to see him in concert, even though I would like to take it in, not even for the music, just the spectacle of it all. You know, sort of see the show and how they do it, all the people there and all the fun they have. But I don't know that the world is stopping because, I mean, what percentage of North Dakota's population, take North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, half of Minnesota, our side, you know, you've got a single-digit percentage of the population that'll go to the concerts. A lot of people going to a concert, but I don't know that it's stopped the press this time. Kind of comes back to my whole discussion on Prince. You remember for which I was chastised on the, well, I shouldn't say I was chastised on Facebook because hundreds of people, I think at darn near 500 people agreed with my comment, but there were some comments, 100 or so folks in the comments that thought I was an idiot, bonehead, stupid, moron, idiotic. How in the world can't you understand why we need to be in meltdown mode over Prince? I don't know. I don't understand it. And I do worry about it, friends. If you allow me a worry here, you can tell me if I'm worrying needlessly. But I do think when we, you know, look, when you, how do I say this without offending people that are going to the Garth Brooks concert tonight? Getting a ticket for going to Garth Brooks tonight is fine. Maybe you're a big fan. This is a neat deal. He's coming here. Isn't that fun? We're going to go make some memories. That's great. You know, I might make memories in different ways, but we all, you know, go to a tennis match, go to something with the kids, whatever, okay? Make memories. That's fine. But to be consumed with this stuff and just have it be, you know, like you're in this, like, manic, that stuff worries me. And I guess that's a smaller percentage of the overall people that do it. I have a thought related to a lot of things. Tonight in West Fargo, I'm going to attend an event. We're going to have a guest to talk about it here in just a little bit, called the Eyes Wide Open Community Forum. And it's a forum to discuss the opiate crisis that we have in North Dakota, opiate, heroin, and the impact on our youth, communities. You know, how do you reduce it? How do you work together to find new solutions for substance abuse programs? Top-notch speakers there. Dr. Rich Vedder will be there. Good one. Dr. Vedder, real good one. Chris Myers, U.S. Attorney, good one. Parade St. John's Addiction Counselor. They're going to have family members that have lost loved ones to overdose from this. I mean, it will be a... And by the way, if you're interested in this, it's West Fargo High School Theater. That's at 801 9th Street East is where this is taking place. But they've got U.S. Attorney's Office, treatment centers, law enforcement, education, parents, and more. This is really something you want to take in. And for folks in and around the Fargo-Moorhead area, we'll have it tonight on AM 1100 The Flame. Chris Myers is going to join us, the U.S. Attorney for North Dakota, top federal law enforcement official in North Dakota, to talk about this later on, bottom of this hour, as a matter of fact. Next hour, Doug Burgum will be here, another of our talk radio town halls. So get your questions in now, if you like, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 855-200-1776. I'm just going to do a minute on this, and then we're going to move on and find out what's on your mind in the next segment. And I do want to find out what's on your mind, whatever it is, and you can talk about what I'm talking about or anything else. Garth Brooks, opiates, painkillers, Prince. I think a lot of this stuff is a quest for happiness, right? If I can just go to a Garth Brooks concert, I'll be happy. If I can just get one more of those pain meds, I'll be happy. If I can just, you know, really immerse myself in Prince and the whole Prince thing, I'll be happy. There is a crisis of heart, I believe, that we are suffering from. And it manifests itself in many different ways, of which we tend to get real concerned about, but we never really deal with the root cause, that the crisis of heart. I've brought this up before when there's been gun violence. You know, that's what the... gun violence, take the guns, that'll fix it. No! Somebody that grabs a gun and pulls the trigger is the problem, not the gun. And why did they pull the trigger? What led them to do that? Why? Crisis of the heart. Something's missing. They're filling a void. So I don't want to play the game of getting sucked into some of these crises without dealing with the root cause. And the opiate thing, I have a personal theory that there's a government regulation element to this because of this, you know, you ever go to the doctor and they say, what's your pain, 10 or 1, right? And there are pain audits that are done related to the federal government, Medicaid, all kinds of things. Oh, you're not doing that well. Oh, fine, we're going to pull this from you. Pull it. So you dole out the pain meds, and what happens? A crisis. Born of government regulation. 90% of people who are hooked on these things started with a legitimate pain medication need. But again, even us saying, I need more pain meds, all that hurts. So is that what hurts or something else hurt? Is this something, you know, are you trying to mask something? This is the conversation I think we need to have. Am I crazy? Am I loony? Is this nuts? Or do you agree with me? Question for you. Or anything else on your mind today. Okay? Because we have the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, and we have the U.S. Attorney at the bottom of this hour on this crisis. The next segment is all yours to tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with Marshall Giordat from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to, make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, it's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? We have some lines open. Don't make Todd play the crickets. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. This caller has a little something to tell us what's on his mind. Donald Trump. How so? Roll that.
Hey, good morning, guys, and everybody. Hey, Scott, how about a little contest? give away some of them Trump tickets for when he shows up at the show of the Ag or Oil Expo there. If they can win me a ticket, we'll see the Trumpster. That'd be cool.
Go see the Trumpster, sure.
Do
you have any idea how many people are already hitting me up for tickets for this?
Well, they're $30. Why don't they just buy a ticket? I mean, I like the call idea.
You know how tickets go. Everybody wants free tickets. You guys have Garth and Fargo for four nights, and everybody wants free tickets.
I never asked for free tickets. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Well, not you, but I mean, okay, well. Then you're just a better man.
What I wouldn't be honest saying.
Begging for free tickets.
Todd, if you've got some really good seats, could I buy some from you? That I would do. But I wouldn't expect you to give me free tickets. But the caller has a good idea, actually. We do want your questions for Donald Trump. So maybe we'll cook it up. I'll give Ron Ness a jingle from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we'll see if we can't do something there. You know, submit a question, and you're in for a free ticket. And then we give away, I don't know, 10 tickets or something like that to the best 10 questions.
But if you see Scott in a store buying milk and bread and eggs or something, don't hit him up for free Trump tickets.
I just have to tell you, though, that, you know, you really can't even imagine. And I know a lot of you in the audience are worried about where Donald Trump's going to be. Is he where I want him to be? Everything else. And you know what? In some cases, you just never know. How many politicians have we said, oh, that's my guy, and then what you want doesn't get done, right? I mean, even Ronald Reagan, God bless him, rest his soul, didn't do everything we wanted him to do, right? So first president I voted for, by the way. You know, so some of that you just have to trust on. But I am having a hard time not thinking about the possibilities of what could be done. And, you know, one example would be in oil and gas production. We have a federal debt of about $19 trillion. There are minerals, oil and other minerals, under federal lands that if you took a reasonable percentage of those and extracted those in an environmentally sensitive way, not unlike what we do right here in North Dakota, we are the blueprint, you could put the United States of America onto a path to be debt-free. Now, stuff like that would never be discussed in a Barack Obama administration, and honestly, probably never would be discussed in a Mitt Romney administration or most politicians. It could be with this guy. And you know what? I think the American people would support it. The crazies would go nuts, but the crazies always go nuts. And sometimes they win, like they did on the Keystone XL pipeline. But I think if the American public were engaged to say, okay, here's how you're doing it here in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it works good. Here's where it doesn't work so good, so we'd want to mitigate that. And, okay, and, you know, like, I'm not saying there are not issues and not problems, spills, things happen, but they're cleaned up. After they're cleaned up, okay, what happens? So in a small percentage of times, there's a spill. And then of those, 99.9% is cleaned up to be better than it was before. Okay, I could live with that. And you mean 10 years later we have no federal debt? Well, let's do that. These are the kind of ways you can think. By the way, it's the way I want our governor candidates to think, too. It's why I keep asking the blank canvas question. I'm going to ask it today of Doug Burgum. There's the blank white canvas. Your tenure as governor ends 4 years, 8 years in. What's the canvas look like? How's it different? How do you move the needle? I want to know that from him. I want to know from Wayne Stengem. So the kind of questions that, you know, I think are darn exciting. You can text Todd with your questions today, by the way. If you're a little shy, 800-228-0550 is our telephone number to call, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Somebody just said, who does Doug Burgum support for president? That's a good question. Ask him that, and ask both the candidates that question, right? Just to give you a little sense of where they're at. I would hope they're both going to say Donald Trump now, but if you're a landowner in North Dakota, please consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association, one of our fine sponsors. The cost is minuscule. It is so small, it is unbelievable. And the benefit, very large. I mean, they purposely kept it small. They want a lot of members. They want a lot of voices at the table. They don't go around trying to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They simply are a voice to make sure, while that happens, the land's protected. And if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You get assistance and education regarding issues affecting your own prior property rights. They hire a lobbyist to represent the Northwest Landowners Association at North Dakota legislative proceedings. You're in the know. You get newsletters. You have a seat at the table. You have great leaders. NWLandOwners.com. NWLandOwners.com. Join today. Do it. Let your voice be heard. It's important. AJ's on the road on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. AJ, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I had a question to submit for Mr. Trump, who's going to come see us later this month. And it's a question that I tried to submit to candidate Ted Cruz. I didn't get an answer, but I think it ties in with what you were talking about with the crisis of the heart. And my question is, what does the candidate, if he becomes president, plan to do about our war on drugs that we have not been winning and have for years not been even making progress on? And I think maybe that's evidenced by what's going on and the reason and the cause behind the meeting that you'll be attending later tonight. And to me, the crisis of the heart is caused by the lack of that family unit, that the virtues and qualities that come from being held accountable and being taught, being raised to be a productive citizen, being raised to be a conscientious, aware, independent, self-confident person. And I think what we've seen over the decades is it's about feelings. Our society has changed to value our emotion and our feelings about stuff rather than what works, what's right, what's wrong, what we can learn from our mistakes and our bad decisions. And so I think we have a large group, a large population of all ages who are in a lot of emotional pain and a lot of emotional suffering because they haven't been given coping mechanisms because of the deterioration of family and society, the trophy for showing up for everyone, the opportunity on social media to shout every little emotional knee-jerk reaction. And I think everyone finds themselves very unhappy, and they try to treat that, as you'd mentioned, with chemicals. The war on drugs aspect that ties into it is I think we've treated them wrong. I think we've tried to blanket say no, 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 and I think as humans and the rebellious nature we've got, people want to go and find out what they're being told no about. I think if we have well-developed people with strong foundations of self, even if they take a Percocet, even if they try a drug, they're going to be someone who's going eventually to move away from that drug and find themselves back into their aware presence, productive life. And I think that's what we have. We have people without coping mechanisms. So I'd like to see the war on drugs change to an effort to strengthen community, and I would like to hear some presidential candidates say something similar someday, I hope.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I lost track of how many great things you just said there, AJ. Well done, but we've made lots of notes, and we'll certainly get a version of that question to Mr. Trump, and hope you'll call again, because you nailed it. You nailed it. Appreciate the call.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a Petrostrip USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petrostrip USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4 all day, every day at Petroserve USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey King-Size Candy Bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
AJ was the caller that called in right before the break, AJ, but to me sounded like a maybe a 20-something, maybe a 30-something, but younger. So, you know, I guess everybody's younger compared to me. But
I'm older than you.
Right, Todd? You got me by what, a year
or
two?
I don't feel like it, but I always feel like I'm like 10 years younger than you, but I'm older.
Yeah, I did this weekend. I was out playing tennis with our youngest daughter, who's 12. Hey, Dad, let's go play. We've been watching our her sister, my other daughter, Hannah, in tennis matches. And so both thought, let's go try this. We're going to give this a little shot. And I felt old after that. Yeah, after, like, you know, a few sets. But normally I don't think I feel old either. I don't. But things creak a little bit. But anyway, AJ sounded pretty darn young to me. And yet seemed to have such a grasp of things you don't normally hear from people that I would consider younger. So, and maybe that's wrong on my part and a stereotype, but he really said some important things there. I'm going to use that call again and tackle that. So appreciate the call, and we'll spend some time on those issues going forward. What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall with Doug Burgum today, Republican candidate for governor. We've got a lot of calls about the ads, so we're going to pull out a couple of ads and just spend some time breaking them down. Today on the program, also, Doug has not had a chance to be on since this issue by the Stengem campaign has been raised about his investments in angel funds and that program the legislature passed, which they're now looking at, many of whom, you know, these legislators, our legislators are good folks. They are good people. I'm telling you, this state is blessed in the people who every day go, and I've talked to some of these folks, and they say, hey, we're not picking on Doug Burgum. We're not fighting there. We're just trying to count every penny right now and, you know, wondering if it makes sense to have a tax credit for out-of-state jobs. But it's obviously being used by the Stengem campaign, and you would, too, if you were the Stengem campaign and in a battle for the race for governor. So I think, you know, there's some sorting out to do there, and we will on that and a few other issues today on the program as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Fill up with E85 all the way down to E10 and everything in between, E85, E30. They have more E20 at PetroServe USA locations, but you can also fill up on some great deals like the 4 for $4 special, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. We're joined now by Chris Myers. Chris is the top federal law enforcement official in North Dakota as the United States Attorney. Joins us in studio to talk about an event he's participating in tonight related to the opiate and heroin crisis in North Dakota. Chris, it's nice to see you. How are you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. You've been in the U.S. Attorney's Office for 14 years. And from the time you first heard about the issue we're talking about today till today, is this problem off the charts different? Is it growing in big ways?
Well, I think the concern that we're seeing from the law enforcement community is the uptick in heroin availability, the increased purity of heroin, and also the introduction of fentanyl into the stream of commerce here locally is something that we haven't seen. And, of course, fentanyl is 40 times more powerful than heroin, which is causing significant problems.
Now, the opiate and the heroin things are different problems? Different, I mean, are they tied together?
No, heroin, fentanyl are opiate-based drugs, as are prescription pills. And so there's a connection between all three. Typically, what we'll see is probably 4 out of 5heroin users, at least that's what the stats tell us, start with prescription drugs and then switch to heroin or other opiate-based drugs because it's cheaper and more available than the prescription pills.
So I might be in the hospital getting a pain med. I like that high. I get out of the hospital. The doctor's not going to give it to me anymore. I got to find heroin, and I get somewhere near the same high, and it doesn't cost me so much.
Yeah, that's one scenario. But a more likely scenario is the leftover pills that are in the medicine cabinet, and kids steal those pills or borrow a few pills from mom and dad and then share them with friends, and there you're off. That's the more likely scenario and something that we typically see in our community. So it's important if you're not using those prescriptions to get rid of them.
So that's more of the problem than it is trying to find somebody that'll sell me heroin on the street is finding it in somebody's medicine cabinet or a friend or family or whatever.
Well, it's both. I mean, drug users will seek that high no matter where they can get it. So if they can steal the pills, they will. If they can buy heroin, they will. And so it's not a one-stop aspect of the drug trafficking market.
So what do you do about it? I know you'll talk tonight at this forum. Maybe give us a little bit of a preview of your comments and an overview. By the way, the Eyes Wide Open Community Forum that is discussing this opiate crisis in the Valley and the concerns. There have been, obviously, open a newspaper and you see the horrific stories of the deaths that have occurred as a result of this, the arrests that are happening and going on to know that it's here, it's now, and it is scary. And a number of speakers and panel members from the U.S. Attorney's Office, treatment centers, law enforcement, education, family members that have been through this will speak tonight at this forum. It's at the West Fargo High School at 801 9th Street East. What will you tell folks tonight?
Well, tonight, the purpose of tonight's meeting is just as the title says, is opening people's eyes to actually what's going on here in the Fargo-Moorhead area and beyond here in the Valley as to the scope of the opiate problem, what we're seeing as law enforcement officials, treatment officials, public health care officials, and to make sure that the community is looped into actually what's going on and what we're seeing on the street. And we recognize, not only in law enforcement, but all the other areas from educators to health care officials, that we can't tackle this problem alone. As law enforcement, we're not going to be able to arrest our way out of this or prosecute our way out of it. We need everybody pitching in from all arenas, whether it's treatment or education, to tackle this problem. And we need the community to be aware of it and also engage with us to help stem the tide of overdoses and overdose deaths.
How do we do that? How do we help you stem the tide?
Well, engage, I think, is the answer. Whatever your role is in this community, whether you're a radio host, kidder, or a teacher, the key word is engage. So that's true for parents. Engage as a parent. Talk to your kids about what's going on. Talk to them about the dangers of substances and what we're seeing on the streets here or in the schools. That's the key aspect of this. Whatever your role is, engage with this community fight to help us.
You mentioned earlier that obviously the event tonight is dealing with the Red River Valley and this issue. How much is it different here in Fargo-Moorhead, for instance, than it would be in Bismarck-Mandan or the oil patch, or what, you know, what's the difference in the level of the problem?
Well, I think the problem is statewide. As a matter of fact, in Grand Forks next week, there's a community forum that I'm speaking at on Tuesday evening, a similar format that we have here tonight, addressing the same issues. But the opiate issues, the prescription pill abuse, the heroin use, and the introduction of fentanyl is occurring in the east and in the west, western part of North Dakota. I was out in Billings last week talking about issues related to the Bakken and with our partners in eastern Montana. And they're reporting, the phrase they use is in eastern Montana, they're awash in pills. And we've seen that problem in the Bakken as well. And what that forecasts is simply this, is once you are awash in pills, heroin will be soon to follow because it's more available and cheaper.
If I steal some pills, take them, distribute them, get hooked on this, obviously I'm now at odds with you as the top law enforcement official in North Dakota, but I don't imagine that I and others like me are your main target.
Yeah, at the federal level, we target large-scale drug trafficking organizations that are involved in national and international drug trafficking. And so we want the users of these substances or the addicts of these substances to get help, to stop using. We want to prevent drug use and treat drug use just as well as enforce those individuals that are profiting off of the deaths and hospitalizations that are happening. And what's particularly disturbing is the more potent the substances that we see on the street, the more those drugs are desired by the folks that are using these. So the more dangerous they are, they market themselves as more profitable to the trafficker, which is disturbing. And, of course, we want to dismantle those organizations that are profiting off the misery that they're creating here in Fargo.
I have a hard time understanding why North Dakota would be a market that would be is every corner of the United States a market? So, you know, they're a big enough entity where they just go everywhere and going to find customers. It just seems like it's just population-wise that why wouldn't they focus on Minneapolis-St. Paul where there's, you know, well, a lot less travel and, you know, whatever, a couple million people.
Yeah, drug traffickers are going to make money wherever they can. And so they'll focus their resources just like any other business on where they can make money. So as we've seen in the Bakken, even though we're in a lull, drug traffickers are still targeting that area because they can make money. And this is not just a North Dakota problem or a Red River Valley problem. This is, the opiate epidemic is a nationwide problem. It's different and more challenging in depending on the area of the country. Some areas are hit harder than others. And part of the strategy tonight is to not fall prey to this scourge like other areas of the country have. And we want to face this challenge and urge folks in this community to rise up against this challenge and make a difference in our community. Not here in Fargo, not here in the Red River Valley is the message.
Fall prey. What does fall prey look like? What is it? If North Dakota falls prey to this crisis, how is it different than it is today?
Well, it can always get worse, and it's bad now. I mean, there's been a host of overdose deaths since the beginning of the year just in this area. There's been a number of hospitalizations from opiate overdoses, and honestly, we don't know about all of the overdoses that happened. They're not all reported because of healthcare privacy laws, which we understand. So we don't know the full scope of the problem, but what we're seeing is troubling, and we're going to address it.
We'll take a break when we come back. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, a wish list for you from a standpoint of, you know, resources and things to be able to detect this, what the, you know, best ways are to do it. Maybe other ways people can help to keep their eyes and ears to the ground to see activity that might lead to the arrest of some of these folks that are bringing these drugs in. Chris Myers is the U.S. Attorney for North Dakota. More of our conversation him after a break. Any questions for him? Welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find them online. Real simple, secureenergyfuture.org. The Coalition is all about getting you information on what's happening, what the EPA is trying to do, and the costly clean power plan. There's a petition that comes up when you go there, a little box that you click and sign a petition. What that does is lets members of Congress, members of the legislature, members of every level of government, state and local, know, federal as well, where you're at on this issue. And that makes a difference. the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, all about enhancing, preserving, and protecting what we have, which is a diverse set of energy resources. All of the above is something you hear about, but many people don't put forward policies that support all of the above energy resources, which certainly include what brings us affordable energy now, reliable energy now, coal-based electricity. So you have that affordable, reliable energy supply for families and for businesses in North Dakota and Minnesota now and into the future. Check out that website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back with more. Chris Myers is here. Chris is the U.S. attorney for North Dakota. We're talking about the opiate crisis in every corner of North Dakota. Forums happening on this topic tonight in West Fargo, soon in Grand Forks, and others across the state. So just arming you with information on this particular issue. Texter, by the way, we welcome your calls at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, or you can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. One texter says, ask you, Chris, why not go after the pharmaceutical companies that are producing the opiates or the doctors that are handing off pain pills? Are they criminals?
Well, you can look online and nationwide. The Department of Justice has addressed pill mill clinics and prosecuted those cases on a routine basis, especially out of the District of Florida, where that seems to be a particular problem. Thankfully, in our area, we haven't had a lot of issues with the physicians in North Dakota. But of course, if law enforcement brings us a case that where the physician is breaking federal law by distributing controlled substances outside the ordinary course of treatment, we'll certainly look at that for federal prosecution. But that's not an issue that we've had to face here in North Dakota, thankfully, but U.S. attorney's offices across the country have been aggressive in prosecuting those cases.
It's real simple, says another listener. Drugs followed money here. So I think that what that means is, we got a booming economy. Things are happening and they're coming here.
Yeah.
I would argue that Minnesota doesn't have oil and they have every bit the problem we do, right? So is it? I think what that texter is getting at is this is an oil thing. They came here because there's an oil boom. Do you buy that?
No, I don't think drugs came here because there was an oil boom. I think controlled substances follows a certain market path. And so the increase in population in western North Dakota that resulted from the oil boom certainly contributed to that factor, because drug traffickers look at where they can make money. And so now that we're in what is described as a lull in the oil activity, there has been a market created in western North Dakota that wasn't in existence at the drug trafficking level that is still continuing. Our cases still are escalating out in western North Dakota despite the lull in oil activity. So it's simple economics, but is complex.
Another emailer says, the drug epidemic can never be stopped until we get tough. The drug inflow to America has been going on since the 60s and has not been stopped because we don't do what needs to be done to stop the flow. To stop the flow of drugs like meth, a very damaging drug, which has cost countless lives, or the flow of heroin, fentanyl, we need to create a death penalty for drug dealing. This will stop it and dry up the supply. If you had a wish list, what tool would you like to have in the toolbox to really to take this problem out?
Well, lots of things. As a law enforcement official, one thing that we do have that is particularly helpful here in North Dakota is the support of the community. That's a big deal to law enforcement, and we have that here. Where other areas of the country are struggling in that area, that's a big thing. So we're thankful to that. We could always use more resources in law enforcement, whether it's the folks at Fargo PD or Cass County Sheriff's Office that could use more patrol. We could use more prosecutors here in Fargo or out to face the challenges in Bakken. The reality is we only have so much resources that are given to us, and we do the best that we can with the resources. The more tools that we can have as law enforcement to do our job, it's certainly better. But whatever resources or tools that Congress or our legislators give us, we're going to do the best we can to fight this fight.
30 seconds left. What should we all do in the way of watching out for the bad stuff? As you say, the traffickers, the ones that that get your attention, that are bringing this here, the enterprise. What do we look for?
I think as citizens, and this may be cliche or trite, but it's true. If you hear something or see something, say something to law enforcement. This idea of you know, well, you don't want to snitch or you don't want to talk about what's going on is a concern. If you see something that's going on in your neighborhood, call law enforcement. Let them know. There's a good chance they're already working on it.
All right. Just keep those eyes wide open, as we say. And certainly the first thing we can do is have our eyes wide open to how big a concern, an issue, and a problem this is, and to engage and also just literally keep our eyes wide open on the activity. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Talk Radio Town Hall with Doug Burgum next hour. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Animoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.